sitting on her golden throne. In her domestic tyranny, all roads lead back to her alone. The whole wide world is a great big drain, with a vortex as her heart. Her needs and wants and wishes and whims all take precedence on this chart.
It's the Roundtable on WAMC. It's a Thursday, 10:39, and we're listening to Sean. No, Sean is here. And the
I am here.
Suzanne Vega is who we're listening to. The song is Fool's Complaint. And Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. And why were we listening to Suzanne Vega?
Because she's going to be in Hudson.
No kidding.
We will get to that in a moment.
Oh, well, pardon me. It was the first thing on the list here. Okay, go ahead. Don't mind me.
There's a hierarchy, Ray. Oh, let's follow protocol.
Just forget I'm here. Just go ahead.
Okay, I saw a couple of movies. One is The Dark Tower, which is based on a bunch of Stephen King novels, which I have not read. Have you read them?
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, right. There you go. I didn't read any reviews of it, but you cannot avoid, as I was just talking to Sarah LaDuke, the internet echo chamber.
Yep.
So the consensus is this movie is terrible.
Oh, no.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. Idris Elba is the hero. He is a quote-unquote gunslinger. Matthew McConaughey is more or less the devil, which is, you know, he's good at
it. Typecasting?
He's good at it. And there's a kid actor who's the third lead who isn't annoying because, you know, my basic thing is I don't like to see children in the leads in movies.
Yeah.
Children should be not seen enough.
So heard. Really, you're not a Chitty Chitty Bang Bang fan at all?
I am. I like Gert Frobe in that movie.
He is good.
He is good, and he's got a good program. Well, anyway, The Dark Tower is great, and I enjoyed it.
All right, sir.
And then there's Atomic Blonde, which is a
that looks terrible.
It's a hyper-violent spy movie set in Berlin at the time the wall is coming down, and Charlize Theron is terrific, and James McAvoy is super skeevy, and John Goodman is fantastic as a CIA jerk.
So it's good.
It is good. I enjoyed it.
All right.
And it has a great 80s soundtrack if you like that kind of thing.
Which I don't.
I know. Not a big Falco fan?
Surprisingly enough, no, as
no.
a matter of fact.
Well, there's some Falco in the movie.
Anyway, moving on.
Upcoming. Opening today at the Theater Barn in New Lebanon. It's Godspell 2012, which is Godspell, just sort of...
Updated. For the end times?
Yeah, it's the same terrific song. So that opens today at 8 p.m. and it runs through August 20th at the Theater Barn in New Lebanon. Tonight and tomorrow night, Thursday and Friday.
Oh, this is exciting.
The Philadelphia Orchestra presents American Classics. This is at SPAC in beautiful Saratoga Springs. Tonight is an all Gershwin program featuring the Marcus Roberts Trio. He's a fantastic pianist. He's a Gershwin expert.
It's a WAMC night, you know.
It is.
It is indeed, sir.
And then tomorrow night, they're going to be playing Charles Ives, some specially arranged music by Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays.
You're kidding me.
No, yeah, it's
Charles Ives.
And then Antonin Dvorak. They're going to play the New World Symphony. It's going to be a crazy night.
Did you ever have any musical training?
Yes.
So, Charles, you know Charles Ives.
I know.
He would do things in two different keys at once.
Yes.
He used to drive me crazy.
The insurance salesman who wrote in the attic, yes.
Right. We'll just put this stuff in F sharp and we'll put it in, you know, D.
Yes, because he liked to torment people.
Yes, and it worked.
Yes, it did.
But other than that, please go.
Please go. That's tomorrow night at SPAC.
I didn't get out of that too well.
Also opening tonight, actually this afternoon at the Mack Hayden Theater in Chatham, in their theater in the round, it's Spamalot.
Ah!
That's today at 2 and 8 p.m. The show runs through August 20th. And as the intro music, Suzanne Vega.
Ah, yes.
She's going to be at Helsinki Hudson tomorrow night, Friday at 9 o'clock. All of the seats are sold out, but the general admission tickets where you stand there,
mm-hmm.
there's still some of those.
Oh, that's cool.
The DuPont brothers are opening. This weekend at the Capitol Theater in Rome is Capitol Fest, which is a vintage film festival, which if you like 35 millimeter film, this is pretty much the last place north of New York City you're ever going to see it.
Oh, really?
They're highlighting the films of Fay Wray.
So Fay Wray was in King Kong, her famous screen.
Yeah,
this Scream is in the 1933 King Kong. What else did she do?
This will start in the silent era. She had a whole career even before King Kong of like 5 years when she was like a late teenager.
Mm-hmm.
She was like a screen team with Gary Cooper in a bunch of Westerns.
Wow, I didn't know
that. So this is going to highlight movies that you have never seen before. And it's kind of a treat to go there. And then there are also tickets available for this, which is Saturday night at the Funny Bone Comedy Club at Crossgates Mall in Gilderland. Tracy Morgan.
Oh, don't bring the kids to that.
Do not bring the children to that. Leave the children at home.
How's he doing? Now, he had a terrible accident, and I have not seen him. I know he was on Saturday Night Live.
He's doing well.
He is?
He's doing well. And, yeah, definitely leave the children at home. They basically say that on the website.
Do they really?
Yeah, for the love of heaven, you know.
Oh, that's funny.
Leave the kids at home.
Terrific.
And then Saturday night at the Van Dyke Lounge in Schenectady, it's some great improvisational music with the Stickmen featuring Tony Levin.
Oh, man.
Two shows, 6:30 and 8:30 p.m.
Yeah, you know, Crimson is coming. King Crimson is coming back to the Egg.
Yes, they are. Two nights.
Tony says to me he's going to try to do Vox Pop, one of those two. We've left both days open, and hopefully he'll be able to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Last time they came through town, he did Vox Pop, and it was fun.
Wow. And then Saturday at 8 o'clock at Cafe Lena, it's Banjo Revelry 6, which is for banjo masters. Right. And I mention that because they're having like an entire day of like banjo workshops.
So the leading up to that, it's leading the bad banjos, and then at the end, it's the banjo masters?
Exactly.
Right.
This is like an entire day in Saratoga.
This is great. No, I'm sure the banjo players all day are good, but the masters are really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
Is Shark Talk on that list?
I didn't see his picture on the website.
Because he may be the exalted master of
There you go.
Banjo.
And then Tuesday night at the Egg, the legendary Buddy Guy.
Buddy Guy. Now, how old is Buddy Guy?
He's still going strong. But he's still going strong.
And he's an amazing. You go back to some of these old records from the early 60s that he's on. Howlin' Wolf did he play with?
Yeah, he was on a lot of those as a sideman.
Chess Records.
Yeah, Chess. Yep. Yeah. And then Wednesday night at the MPAC Theater at RPI in Troy, it's the Ambrose Akinmusar Quartet, which is a jazz thing, and I love to go to MPAC. There are a bunch of new movies.
Oh, yeah.
None of them are what you would consider. I think the box office juggernaut is over, so now things get interesting.
Okay, good.
The Glass Castle is probably the most interesting of them. It's based on a personal memoir about a woman who, when she was growing up, her father was basically a grifter, so the family had to keep moving one step ahead of the law.
Yeah.
And it's Woody Harrelson.
Oh, terrific. Perfect.
So, yeah, exactly. And then we have Al Gore's An Inconvenient Sequel, Truth to Power, which is a global warming documentary. The Midwife, which is a French drama starring Catherine Deneuve. City of Ghosts, which is a documentary about the civil war in Syria. And now we get silly. The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The Nut Job 2, okay. Nutty by Nature.
So this presumes there was a Nut Job 1.
There was indeed, and I actually reviewed it a few years ago.
It was good?
It was all right.
It's a kid's movie, I hope. Otherwise, it could be a very, very adult movie.
It is a kid's movie, and Will Arnett is the voice of the lead squirrel.
Oh, so terrific.
He's good.
Put that on the resume, lead squirrel.
And then, yes, indeed. And then there's Annabelle Creation, which is an evil doll movie.
So it's a good horror film?
So it's, I don't know if it's going to be good, but, you know, the evil doll is always a good premise to work from.
And you will go to that one?
No, I will not go to that one.
Sean Stone.
But I want people to know about it.
You're always fun to have on the program because you're so positive. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. You can find his list posted at WAMC.org/roundtable. Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome, Ray.